I'm with Alan Yao, Executive Director for Advisian Southeast Asia and China Operations, to talk about renewable energy sources in the region. Alan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony. It's my pleasure.
Alan, in your opinion, what do you think developed countries can learn from the energy solutions we're now seeing in some developing countries in Southeast Asia?
Okay, that's an interesting question. Having worked in this region for the past two over decades, I can see there are two main areas, Anthony. The first one is that we're seeing the private investor in this region actually stepping up in their commitment to renewable energy investment, particularly since 2015. We have witnessed both an increase in the number of large banks being active in the renewable sector, as well as we'll also see an increase in the loan size given out by these financial institutions. Apart from that, the traditional international investment firms have also renewed their investment into renewables in this region. We are also seeing interesting and exciting development in terms of new investment vehicles, including green bonds, crowdfunding, and UCOs being expanded during the past few years. In terms of mainstream financing and securitization structures, we are seeing them to continue to make a big push in developing country markets, such as Indonesia, the Philippines, and Vietnam, and Myanmar. And I think investors are looking at higher yield, even at the expense of higher risks.
So it seems there's a lot of investment in the region at the moment.
That's right, and we are totally excited about that. In 2015 alone, according to a recent report being published, more than $210 billion was spent in renewable energy globally. Out of that, $130 billion, which doesn't include large hydropower schemes and heating, actually took place in developing countries such as China, India, and Brazil. We also saw that the Chinese government has recently put out a big push to promote concentrated solar power projects in China. They have approved the first batch of 20 CSP projects amounting to 1 gigawatt. So keeping along the line of China, as you know, has decoupled GDP and energy growth. So that's why by doing so, they have made it possible for improving the energy efficiency in a systematic way. Developing countries usually follow the suite of developed countries in over-projecting energy demand by comparing it to GDP. So I think by doing that, I think Denmark and China have got it right. You know, in future, countries will not be measured, you know, based on the GDP growth alone. And I think there's a lot of room and efficiency to be gained, you know, in taking this approach.
So what different renewable technologies or trends are you currently seeing across Southeast Asia and China?
Okay, there are a few mega trends that we have observed. Definitely in terms of scaling up of investments and workforce for renewables, including the implementation of smart grids and large-scale CSP projects in the region. We are seeing a lot of interconnection of sectors, such as the power and transportation sector, to grow in a synchronized way. I think the other trend in terms of technology has to do with storage. I think asset class needs to be defined by the regulators so as to support the development of these technology. And we are definitely seeing some very promising signs and progress that we've made in this regard.
Alan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Anthony. It's my pleasure.